Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, rugby fans, and welcome to episode 173 of the DNVR Rugby Podcast. My name is Colton Strickler, back here Sunday for part three of the Media Day episode, ripping through my interviews from American Raptors Media Day. So today, you'll hear interviews from Caleb Rep, Max Dacey, Sione Finefiaki, Leonard Sagapulatelli, Tommy Clark, Zach Hall, Ethan Acton, Ryan James, and Izakeli Kava. If you haven't yet, go back and listen to parts one and two. You hear plenty more interviews, and the biggest block of interviews is coming tomorrow on Monday, so make sure you stay tuned for that. So, again, enjoy these interviews with Caleb Rep, Max Dacey, Sione Finefiaki, Leonard Sagapulatelli, Tommy Clark, Zach Hall, Ethan Acton, Ryan James, and Izakeli Kava. I'll catch up with you on the other side of these interviews.
All right, podcasting live from American Raptors Media Day, joined by Caleb Rep. Caleb, how's it going?
It's live.
Well, it's not live. Hey. Just for the show. You're good. Anything you say, we can edit out. So, how's it going, Caleb? How's preseason going?
I'm good. You know, I'm injured, so I'm not really doing anything. Yeah. I don't know if I should say that.
You can if you want. It's whatever you want to say.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just hanging out.
Yeah. So, obviously, some new changes joining Super Rugby Americas. How excited are you for this new competition?
I'm pretty excited. We're going to play against guys that are going to go to the World Cup and everything. So, I mean, it's going to be a big competition and kind of nice to see where we stack up against the rest of the Americas and everything. So,
definitely fun. New change as well with Sharish Abbott taking over as head coach. What's it like playing for Bot?
Bot's the best. I mean, she's got love for her players, and, you know, she shows it too. And we try to reciprocate that back to her by just working hard and busting our ass. So she's definitely like somebody that we love to play for, and she's definitely a player's coach. So it's pretty refreshing to play for a player's coach like this.
Perfect. Last one, I'll let you go, Caleb. Thank you for your time. A lot of new faces around camp this year. Is there anybody that's kind of been catching your eye that we should keep our eyes on as well? I know, tough one, put you on the spot.
Yeah, you know, don't forget about the crossovers, you know.
Yes.
It started with the crossovers. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, we're getting some new rugby guys in there and everything, which is good to help out. Like, definitely, like, the crossovers IQ and everything. I'm also a crossover, but,
yeah.
I mean, once we're getting into this higher competition, I feel like you just you don't want to count the crossovers.
I got one more before you leave. You made a SportsCenter top 10, didn't you?
Yeah, once upon a time.
Yeah. Threw your hand up, one-handed catch, right?
Yeah.
Make sure people look that up, Caleb Rep. One-handed touchdown. Thank you, Caleb. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
I have someone here. I can.
Oh, no. I just grabbed all the mics just in case we got backed up. So With Max Stacey here, podcasting live from American Raptors Media Day 2023. Max, how's it going, man?
It's going great, Colton, man. Super excited to be here. It's fun to see the energy around Media Day and get everybody excited for the season.
Feels like the MLR days, doesn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, that leads into the perfect first question, Max. New changes, obviously joining Super Rugby Americas. What are you most excited about as the season comes up here in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think everyone, including myself, is just most excited about the challenge and the reality that this is some extremely high-level rugby, and we'll all get to push each other, push ourselves, see what we have, and grow a lot over the next couple of months.
Nice. How's preseason been? I know you've been at it for about a month now. How's it been going?
Yeah, preseason has been kicking our butt, which is what we need, but it's been great. The boys have been getting around each other really well. The energy's been great, and everybody's beyond excited.
Perfect. Another new change going into this season. New head coach, Sarah Shabbat. What's it like playing for Bot?
I love playing for Bot. I've known Bot since I moved to Colorado 5 years ago, and she's not just a coach that is knowledgeable about the game, but she loves each one of her players. Bot is someone who, when she tells you to get on the line and run 10 100s, it's a little easier because you know she's doing it because she cares about you.
All right. And then last question I'll ask before I let you go, Max. A bunch of new faces around training this year. Some players you're probably a little bit familiar with, some maybe you're not. Who's a couple people that we should keep our eyes out for?
Yeah, I mean, all the South American guys who have come, Diego, Juan, Seb, they've added a lot to us, so definitely keep an eye on them. But then also keep an eye on the guys that are working around those same positions. They're learning a lot, so I'm sure, you know, Sione's probably going to have a good year learning from Diego. Dodge is probably going to have a good year learning from the other, like Juan and Seb. But then also I think like Moo is always someone to watch. Nolan's always someone to watch. Ethan McVeigh, I think, is adding a lot to the team, and Lene's coming off of that knee injury. So we've got some explosive backs, but then, you know, we've got some big hard hitters. Tommy is coming in to run some people over. Ryan's going to score some tries for us out in the corner, and then hopefully I can just catch some lineouts for him.
Yeah, I hear you. Should be a fun year, Max. Thanks so much for your time, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Colton.
All right, pleased to be joined here at American Raptors Media Day with Sione Fine Fiaki. So, did I do that okay?
Yeah, you did
okay.
That fine. Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry, I hope I didn't mess it up. I hate messing up people's names. Sione played football at Oklahoma State, correct?
Yes, sir.
Did you play any rugby before that? Leonard, do you want to get on the mic too?
I played a little bit, but it was just one of those things, show up on Saturday and then go back and focus on football.
Nice. So you've been playing for about a year now. How's it been going? How's the transition so far?
It's been well. I'm here with a lot of guys I grew up with, so that actually helps with the transition.
Yeah. I was talking to Adagio about that last week, and I've talked to Lene before, but can you kind of take us through your crew? It's Mikey, Lene, Watson, Adagio, and you?
Yeah.
What's that like to play professional sports with all your friends? That's got to be everyone's dream.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun experience. Something I never seen coming, but something that's, you know, cherishable.
Yeah, perfect. And then last one, Sione, before I let you go, we're about to join Super Rugby Americas. What's kind of the thing you're most excited about as we enter this new competition?
Just like making an identity for myself and, you know, as a whole collective group, as a team, just, you know, just really making our name for ourselves entering this new league.
Perfect. That's all I got for you, Sione. Thanks so much,
Appreciate it.
All right, please be joined by Leonard Sagapulitelli at American Raptors Media Day 2023. Leonard, how's it going, man?
Doing good.
Good. Thank you for joining me. So first question I've just been asking everybody is, what's kind of the thing you're most excited about joining Super Rugby Americas here?
The competition.
Yeah.
Especially, like, playing against people who, like, they're playing at a high level.
Yeah.
Especially, like, people from, like, teams from South America. So that's the thing I look forward to, is experience and then learn from them too.
Definitely. Yeah. You came to the XOs originally. You're one of the original XO guys as a crossover. How's the transition been going for you now that you – I think last time I talked to you, you only had a couple matches under your belt, and now you're like 2 years in.
Yeah, it's been injuries, minor setbacks, but like I think the progression with rugby is slow. Like it's going well, you know. Like,
that's good.
And looking back at my XO season, I think I improved a lot.
Definitely.
Yeah, so.
And then another question I've been asking everyone, Leonard, as we move into this new season, you're doing so with a new head coach. What's it like playing for Sarah Shabbat?
Oh, it's great.
You know,
like to have her, because we spend most of our time with her as well during like set piece practices and stuff. So like, you know, it's very exciting to, you know, put on for Coach Bot this season.
Perfect. Leonard, that's all the questions I got for you, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Pleased to be joined here by Tommy Clark at American Raptors Media Day. Tommy, how's it going, man?
It's going well, man.
Cool. Thank you so much for joining me. So I just preface this. You know somebody I know pretty well, Christian Ortega. Went to my high school.
Yeah, love that guy. Yeah. Went to college with him. We started my rugby journey together with him. He was my roommate, and man, we would get after it every day.
Yeah, he's in my brother's class in high school, so I know Christian pretty well. Good guy. So Tommy, you're obviously pretty new to the team, but not new to rugby. I spent last year with the Seawolves, correct?
Yes.
How has the transition been to join the American Raptors? How has preseason been going?
Oh, man, a whole lot of running like usual in preseason. But the transition, it's the same level of professionalism. I know the American Raptors are on a rise to change their kind of foundation and head towards the SLAR and compete.
What's the thing you're most excited about joining this new competition?
Just testing myself to different competition. I know SLAR is more really fast paced, and just to test myself.
Very nice. And then obviously first match on the season is against your old team. It's a preseason match against the Seattle Seawolves. So how excited are you about go back to Seattle?
Don't know what type of emotions will hit that day. There's something that you would only feel when you get there. So.
Yeah. Perfect, Tommy. Thanks so much, man. That's all the questions I got for you.
Thank you.
All right. Please be joined by Zach Hall here, American Raptors Media Day 2023. Zach, how's it going, man?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Good, man. Good to see you again. I know last time I think I saw you, you were about to have some surgery or something on your leg. So how's your leg doing?
Doing well, recovering well, getting stronger every day. Still got a couple more months until I'm active, but getting there.
Cool, man. Obviously joined Super Rugby Americas this year. What's kind of the thing you're most excited about to get ready to join this competition?
I'm excited for the travel. I'm super excited for the competition and just another opportunity to, show what we can do and, individually what I can do.
Very nice. Another question I've been asking everybody, Zach, is as you're going into this competition with a new head coach, what's it like to play for Sarah Chabot?
I think everyone loves Coach Bott. She cares about us as individuals and as players. She listens to us and, she has respect from everyone. So it's exciting and, happy for her to get that opportunity.
That's awesome, man. And then there's a lot of new faces around training camp this year. Who's a couple people that people should keep their eyes on?
One person is RJ. He's very electric. Jerome Nale is another guy.
Yeah.
We have some guys from South America who have really stepped up and shown what they can do. So it's exciting and looking forward to, put it all together.
Awesome, Zach. That's all the questions I have for you, man. Keep healing up. Looking forward to watching you play again.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Zach. All right. Pleased to be joined here by Ethan Acton, American Raptors Media Day 2023. Ethan, how's it going, man?
It's going good, man. It's going good.
So, Ethan, you're still fairly new to the sport, right? How's the transition been going for you?
Oh, amazing, actually. I'm picking up pretty well. Really enjoying the guys. A little closer?
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're good. Sorry, you just got to eat these mics. So.
You're good. I'm enjoying it. Really enjoying the guys, especially the guys rolling in. I'm loving it, man.
Perfect. Who are the couple guys we should keep our eyes on this year?
Steve, for sure.
Yeah,
the guy from the QB shore, one. Man. Yeah, QB1, Steve. That's the guy, man.
Nice. What has kind of been your favorite part about the transition to rugby?
Honestly, the culture. It's very, I don't know how to describe it really, but it's like compared to football, which is the sport I came from.
Yeah.
It's a lot more... they take their time with you.
Yeah.
In football, it's kind of like...
Like a factory. Yeah, if you don't get it, you're...
Yeah, in football, you're out.
You don't really have time to figure it out.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Obviously, going into this new year, join a new competition, how excited are you for Super Rugby Americas?
Oh, I'm super pumped, man. I'm super pumped. I honestly can't wait. There's just too much excitement.
Right. And then the last question I've been asking everyone, Ethan, is what's it like to play for Sarah Chabot? Obviously, she'd be new head coach moving into this year. What's she like as a coach?
Oh, she's awesome, man. She is awesome. I played with the Water Dogs a little bit when she was coaching them. So, absolutely love her. She's awesome.
Perfect, man. That's all the questions I have for you, Ethan. Appreciate it. All right. Please be joined by Ryan James here, American Raptors Media Day 2023. Ryan, how's it going, man?
Doing well, thanks. Glad to be here.
Yeah. How's it feel to be back in Glendale?
you know, still getting used to the cold again, but
yeah,
very excited to be back in the area.
Yeah, it's different here in January than it is in LA, right?
Right. Big difference.
Big change. So obviously you're back in Glendale and joining a new competition. So how excited are you to join Super Rugby Americas?
Definitely excited to be a part of this team in the first year that we joined this competition. Mm-hmm. Really looking forward to it.
Yeah, what kind of played into the decision? I'm sure you had chances to go back to MLR. Was it just kind of a shot at doing something new that kind of drew you back here?
Right. It was a bit of just wanting something new.
Yeah.
Also, just have a good group of friends that were already out here,
yeah,
who pitched it to me and made it seem like they were having a good time out here, so yeah, just wanted to join it.
Perfect. So obviously there's a bunch of new faces since the last time you were here. A lot of crossover guys. Is there anybody that's kind of caught your eye in training so far? It's always a tough one. I put you on the spot.
It's tough to pick just one.
Yeah.
The entire back three is pretty competitive.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be easy to get a spot. Line Latu, mm-hmm, already saw a lot from him last season.
Yeah.
Everyone that we're picking up from South America,
yeah,
has brought a huge touch of class to this squad. So we're really excited to work with them all.
Awesome, man. It's going to be a fun season. Looking forward to watching you play again. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Please be joined by Izzy Kalikava here, American Raptors Media Day. Izzy, how's it going, man?
How's it going? Pretty good, brother. How you doing?
Good, man. No complaints here. How's camping going?
Camp's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of running. It's actually my first week back at camp.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Joining a new competition this season, what are you kind of most excited about as you get ready to join Super Rugby Americas?
The competition and traveling the world.
Yeah, definitely. And you're forward, so you've had a lot of experience playing for Sarah Shabbat. What's she like to play for as a coach?
Oh, man, she's a solid coach.
She's
an all-around kind of coach.
Nice. There's a lot of new faces around camp this year. Who's a couple of people that we should keep our eyes on?
Oh, Juan, yeah, one of the boys from South America. Dude, this dude is a tank in the scrums. That's good.
Perfect, man. That's all the questions I have for Easy. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, brother.
All right. Hopefully you enjoyed those interviews from American Raptors Media Day. That's part three. Again, if you haven't listened to parts one or two yet, I highly recommend you do that. And then, of course, stay tuned for tomorrow. We've got the biggest block of interviews. I think we have 45 minutes worth of interviews dropping on Monday. So it'll be a good show. Thanks, everyone, for listening to these. Hopefully you've enjoyed them. Catch you back here tomorrow for part four. We wrap it up, and we'll see you then.